Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, let's go.
I'm just waiting for the beat to drop, you know. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan, Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, streaming live on TikTok at Keith_McPherson. Eating my words during the break as PB is wearing his Knicks shirt. And I'm watching the New York Knicks and the parlay that I put together. And I'm watching these guys fight. Like they fought all year in the Garden, refusing to lose and saying, listen, we get it. We don't have Julius, but we haven't had Julius. This is who we are. This is who we have. And we're a good basketball team. And we can play 48 minutes. We're not tired. We're going to gut it out, be gritty, and find our way to another win. And as we're coming down to the end of the season here, wins matter. And as we're coming down to the end of the season here, the seeding matters. And, I mean, when you look at Brunson, stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night in the 11 o'clock hour. He's a small guy. He's a little Mighty Mouse JB. But I think he knows this is his team and his time, and he's going to have to carry and put this team on his shoulder, but he's not doing it alone. He's got his two college running mates in Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo with him, and then there are a bunch of other role players around them, like Miles McBride, like Isaiah Hartenstein, like Precious Achiuwa, and guys coming off the bench that you feel like, okay, we don't know what's going to happen in the postseason now, in the playoffs now, but this is the Knicks' identity, and they will continue to build the rest of the way without Julius Randle, hoping OG Anunoby comes back, and that's enough. 877-337-6666. My hating ass as a Nets fan does not feel like it's enough. I'm eating my words. Earlier, I'm like, they're cooked. I bet against them. The Garden's going to be weird tonight. No, I underestimated the fans in the Garden that are exiting the Garden now, mostly getting on trains, but pretty soon we'll have some fans call into The Fan that are driving away from the Garden to tell us what it was like in there, how it felt in there, and what they feel like about their team. Knicks tape. I'm seeing people on Twitter hit me with the Knicks tape. Don't underestimate us. I'm eating my words. I said I gladly would. You know, that's why we watch the games. We have doubt, or we have too much optimism and hope, and then we watch for the results. Nobody knows, and nobody knows what's going to happen in the NBA Finals, the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll see. We'll be watching. I felt like when I saw that news come through about Julius Randle, the Knicks took a hit, and I felt like that news was going to bleed onto the court. No, they showed you how strong they are tonight, and they showed you who they are tonight, and it doesn't include Julius Randle, and I think that's going to be fine. We'll see what the matchup is in the first round, where they land, who they face, and if they can go toe-to-toe with some of the best teams in the East. Let's get back to the phones. We're still talking Yankees. Most of the calls are Yankees. I think we have a Mets call, and we're definitely going to start to get some Knicks calls in this next 2 hours. But Matt is in Jefferson Township with something that he wants to put on the fan. Go for it, Matt.
Yeah, hey, Keith. I just wanted to shout out to Seton Hall Men's for winning the NIT. I know it's the, you know, the stepchild tourney, but hey, it's what they got.
Shaheen Holloway, the Pirates over there in East Orange, West Orange, wherever it is. Congrats.
South Orange.
South Orange. I've been over there. Congrats to them. And congrats to them for going to the NIT and taking it seriously and taking it and winning it. It's a building block for next year. And I don't know. I know we don't talk too much college hoops. I know they're a New Jersey team, not a New York team. But good for Shaheen Holloway and those kids over there at Seton Hall. Yep. Thanks for the call, Matt. Just not going to have a full conversation on it. But if you call and you hold, I give you your time. We're not talking about the NIT, the not important tournament. JT and Edison on the fan. Go for it, JT.
Justin, sorry, Timberlake. Cap, I had to take you off speaker. I was waiting on you. Hey, how are you, man?
I'm all right. I wish that parlay hit, though. I would have cashed like 200. Yeah, I had a nice little parlay boost. De'Aaron Fox. I don't know if De'Aaron Fox finished with 30 points, but he did hit his threes. And no, that parlay wouldn't have hit because De'Aaron Fox finished with 29 points. So I wasn't going to win anyway.
Right on. Well, let me tell you something. Number one, I heard you the first time a couple of years ago, and then I heard you the second time, and you were immediately my my favorite DJ, my favorite person on the fan. I love everybody on the fan, but I am a big fan of you. I love your hip-hop intros, and I got to disagree with you, but I'm a little older, too, so... you know, I'm more a KRS and De La Soul and Fife Dog and Mos Def.
Respect
and Black
to the
Star.
OGs, the pioneers. Respect to, you know. Yeah, everyone's got their own favorites in hip hop and in radio. It's all subjective.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all, you know, who you listen to.
But I do appreciate everybody's opinions because, you know, everybody likes something different than everybody else.
Certainly.
Now, when it comes to, I'm going to touch real quick on the Knicks and the Nets. Back in the day, like when the Knicks were fighting with, you know, the Houston, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon and whatnot, I was a Knicks fan, and then I became a Nets fan during the when Reggie Miller was stabbing knives, you know, and I really don't have a basketball team. I root for both the Knicks and the Nets, but I called to talk about the Yankees. I'm on two different Facebook sites, fan sites for Yankees. Everybody hates everything, and I don't understand. I'm like, we're doing good.
No.
Everything's great. No, Osvaldo Cabrera.
The line that Brian Cashman used is, you know, with our fan base, if you don't win at all, if you don't hoist that trophy at the end, you get an F. So even though some of us are happy, even though some of us are loving this start. There are a lot of people saying, fool me, can't fool me again. This doesn't mean anything.
This reminds me of, look, I became a fan in 83 when I was 8 years old. And I didn't see a championship until 96. That was like the most glorious thing I ever saw in my life. And then I got to run through 98, 99, 2000, you know? And it was like... And it's been, and I saw 2009, of course, but I've never ever felt like I'm ready to quit on my team. And it seems like all these people who are Yankee fans just don't. They're like, they complain about everything.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Thanks for the call, JT. I just want to say, like, when I say let people enjoy things, it's hard for me to let you enjoy being a hater on your own team. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me that this early on in the season, you want to knock down what these guys have done coming off of last season. Last season sucked. That roller coaster ride, I swear to you, in July, I was like, this isn't a good team. They find ways to lose games. I'm done with this season. Get me to the offseason and next year. A lot of you, you know, were more positive than me, and that's the thing. It's a spectrum. On one side, there are Yankee fans that are, no, I love the Yankees. They're going to win the World Series every year. They are the best thing ever. You got to believe that they can do it. Keith, don't give up. And I had people telling me, like, oh, you got to be more positive. I'm like, no. I'm positive that they're not good. I watch them every night. They don't have what it takes. They find ways to blow games. They're not winning anything this year. Like, 2 years ago, they won because Judge went absolutely crazy to prove to the Yankees that he was worth $300-plus million, and he got that. Last year, when he got hurt, I'm like, they don't stand a chance. Now, this year, he's back. You add a Juan Soto, an Alex Verdugo. Volpe has grown up some. You've got other guys like Oswaldo Cabrera playing over his head, and fans still aren't content because they're hurt, because they're scarred, because of the last 15 years of not getting to a World Series. And, you know, there are younger fans that they don't remember winning. They don't remember the Core Four dynasty. They don't remember the 70s. They don't remember the years before that. They don't have anything. Like, I jokingly say that those kids, you know, their hero is Masahiro Tanaka and Didi Gregorius. Like, they don't have anything to go back to. They don't remember 2009. So I think that also makes part of the fan base a little bit, you know, agitated and just not content. But hey, it is what it is. When you have this large of a fan base, when you have this many fans, you're going to have this many different opinions. Let people enjoy things. Enjoy things how you want to enjoy things. But I just don't understand why you would be a fan of a team and then go against them. I don't understand why you would be a fan of a team and win 6 out of your first 7 games and poo-poo it. I don't understand how you could win the first 2 series against a team that went to 7 straight American League championships, that has owned you, that has knocked you out of the postseason, has stood in your way from getting to the World Series, and say, it's insignificant because it was the first series of the year. And even a team like the Arizona Diamondbacks, who got hot and won the NL and then went out this offseason and added Jordan Montgomery, Jock Peterson, Eduardo Rodriguez. You know what I'm saying? Like, they went out and added. They're a good team. They're scrappy. They got a bunch of good players over there, and the Yankees fought them in the rubber match in extra innings and won the game. What else are you looking for? Some people just won't ever be content. Some people just won't ever be pleased. And if that's how you are, like, be that way. I'm taking it day by day, and as of today, it's an off day. The Yankees can't win or lose today. I am excited for tomorrow. I am happy with this team and this franchise, and I'm hoping for more wins and more success as they build towards October, and hopefully they stay healthy and they add at the deadline, and then they get hot when the tournament starts. That's all you can hope for, man. That's all it is. Let's go to Xavier and Union next up on the Fan. Go for it, Xavier.
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
I'm good, minus the whole, a couple dollars I lost and, you know, starting my show thinking that the Knicks were cooked and, you know, stupid. Sometimes you just sound stupid. You just sound dumb. You get ahead of yourself.
Trust me, Keith. I'm a college kid, so we do that a lot. Most of the time, we come down to that last leg, man. We were up there sweating last night, so I understand. Trust me. But to start, I got to tell you, man, Lil Wayne is definitely the GOAT of rap. I don't know what these other callers are talking about. Without him, we don't get Drake. We don't get Nicki Minaj. We don't get Trey Songz. None of them. You know what I mean? So Lil Wayne, hands down.
Tyga.
Like, we can go on and on and on. You know what I mean? So whatever. I just want to hit on the Knicks, and I want to talk about the Yankees a little bit. So the Knicks. I'm a Lakers fan, a Kobe, Pau Gasol, Lamar Odom fan, truthfully. I want to know if you think the Knicks will advance further in the East without Randle, or the Lakers will move on more with LeBron and his postseason mentality.
Yeah, two things. LeBron, his postseason mentality, his experience, the guys that they have around them, the Crypto.com arena, that Lakers fan base. And, I mean, we saw what they did last year. LeBron is running out of time. The officials will help him. They're not going to help Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. I think that the Lakers can advance further than the New York Knicks without Julius Randle. Thanks for the call. And Julius Randle, former Laker. There's a parallel right there. All right, we are running out of time. Live on the TikTok, shout out to everybody. As soon as we break, I'll talk to you guys in the chat. 877-337-6666. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get to you. We're talking Yanks. We're talking Knicks. We're talking Mets. This is The Fan in New York, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KM to AM, we got about 90 minutes left. The Knicks win. They're tweeting Knicks tape. They're saying they're dudes and they're still dogs. And even though they're damaged without Julius Randle, there's more damage to be done. I can respect it. I can admit when I'm wrong. I bet against them tonight. As soon as I saw the Julius Randle news, I'm like, oh, they're going to fold. The Kings are going to come into the Garden in front of those Knicks fans that are going to be licking their wounds a bit. Nah, this is different, Knicks fans. This is a different kind of energy. So, hey, believe. Believe that you can go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals led by Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo. And if you get OG Anunoby back, that's enough. What do I know? What do any of us know? We're all just fans. And even the analysts and the guys that are experts at talking basketball, they don't know anything either. That's why we watch every night. And we'll watch it play out the rest of the way. 877-337-6666. The Yankees have started off 6-1. It's the 13th time in franchise history. How many years have they been in existence? If you're not impressed, I don't know what you're looking for. You must be hard to impress. Tomorrow, they're going to open up Yankee Stadium. And it's going to be magical. It's going to look great for the whole world to see on social media, on TV, and beyond. I'll see you up there bright and early. Happy New Year. This is what we do. 161st Street and River. You're going to see a lot of pinstripes. You're going to see a lot of smiles. You're going to see a lot of good energy. It's going to be like a big family reunion. And what I love about Yankee Stadium is, man, there's a lot of people I only see at Yankee Stadium. And then once it opens, I see those people every month, multiple times. And we're hoping that we don't miss October this year. We're hoping that this team keeps this momentum going. They stay healthy and they build into a champion. The Mets got their first win. And it was a get off the mat, find a way win in the 11th hour. And if you don't win that game, I mean, I just don't know how the fan base feels. I really don't know how the fan base feels, even though you lost all those games. And Carlos Mendoza gets his first win at manager. Pete Alonso plays hero. And you get on the flight to Cincinnati, and the next thing you're going to Atlanta, and at least you feel like, okay, we won a game. We found a way to win. And how do you start a win streak? You got to start with at least one. Maybe they win two. Maybe they win three. Maybe they win the next series. And that's all you can hope for this early on in a baseball season as they're trying to figure it out. But the guys that you're paying big money to have to be better. You got to be able to lean on those guys. You got to get more out of those guys. And maybe getting away from Queens, maybe getting away from the light show and the dance crew will do them some good. 877-337-6666. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Larry in North Brunswick. Go for it. Larry, you're on.
Hey, Keith. I've been listening to the fan literally since day one, and this is only my third phone call to the station.
Pretty good. One every decade or so?
Yeah. Well, actually, the first one was during the pandemic. I talked to JJ, and then I talked to Sweeney during a rain delay about 2 years ago. And all the Yankee goodwill and hype just motivated me to call tonight. So I'm a lifelong Yankee fan, and this weekend I couldn't go to opening day tomorrow because of my work schedule, but I'm going to see the Double-A Yankees in Somerset opening night tomorrow night, and then I'll be at the stadium on Saturday.
Spencer Jones. You're going to see Spencer Jones and, I don't know, Ben Rice and some of those guys that we just saw in spring training. That's cool, and, yeah, this is a tough ticket. This is one of the most expensive opening days. I'm still talking to people looking for tickets. Maybe the prices drop a little bit tomorrow morning, but I doubt it. It's a tough one. It's a hot ticket.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday's game because it'll give me a chance to get there a little early, hit Billy's, hit Stan's, and then head on in. So, yeah.
Yeah, a night game. I'll be on the fan 3 to like 6:30, so I won't be able to do much of the pre-gaming. But if we win the game and we sing Frank Sinatra on the way out, it'll be the first night game that we can hit River Ave, and maybe I'll hang around and party and politic after.
Yeah, well, keep an eye out for you. And, I just want to say I really enjoy your style, and I've been listening. Like I said, I've been listening to the station since 87, but I've been listening to you since you came on, and it's a pleasure to talk to you tonight. So have a great night, and maybe I'll see you around the stadium.
Yes, sir. Larry, thanks for the call, the compliments, and I do hope to see you up there in the Bronx. This is like, you know, this is my third season. This is my, not fully third year, but what I'll say is I've put in work. I've been critical of myself. I've tried to think of different ways to get better, different things to do. I've gotten better naturally. Like, it's hard to do this. And I know there's a ton of people online and just whatever. They're idiots, but they think that like all of us just come in here and just talk. All of us put together notes. The producers help. We try to stay on top of everything. And it's hard to do. I was just saying during the break, like what you guys don't see is I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a son. What you guys don't see is I'm a friend. When I'm not here, I'm not just watching SportsCenter and live games. Like I have another life. Like it's not all just WFAN. Like I have other things pulling me in different directions. It's tough to be able to stay up on all the New York sports, all the leagues, be able to articulate it well, have your thoughts and your takes ready, take calls, deal with the nonsense on social media. Every time you open your phone, somebody talking down on you that you don't know who they are, they don't know you, but it's a blessing to get this opportunity. Not too many people get here. Like, I laugh when I read people like, oh yeah, this is the guy with the show on when no one's listening. I'm like, oh yeah, this is the guy that doesn't have a show. We'll never get a show. No one knows. I don't know who you are, bro. No one knows who you are, bro. So, like, what are you saying? You know, Spike Eskin said, speaking of the Knicks, he's like, more guys will play for the New York Knicks by a lot. More guys will play for the New York Knicks. And let's say WFAN has been around for 37 years. More guys have played for the New York Knicks by probably times 10 than have had full-time shows on WFAN. It's rare. It's special. I get it. Trust me. And that's why I say when I first came in, I had to be critical of myself. I thought I sucked. But, like, no one just walks in and kills it. And a lot of these guys that you hear on WFAN, they've been in the building for over a decade. They've learned from others. I kind of came in with my own style. I didn't want to sound like anybody else. I didn't want to be like anyone else. I wanted to come in and do it my way. And I appreciate people that have given me the opportunity and have listened and that do say, yeah, I listened to you in the beginning and, you know, you're one of my favorites now. That's what you want, right? You want to work to be somebody's favorite. So let's keep rocking. Speaking of Spencer Jones, Joe in Ridgewood, you have a proposed trade?
What's up? Real quick, before I get into that, I used to listen to Evan Roberts and Joe Beningo overnight. and you've become my favorite WFAN host on WFAN. Sal Academy think he's the next big host, but it's definitely you.
Thanks.
So just real quick, on top of that, too, you and I both became dads at the same time, so hopefully your kid's doing all right and he's healthy and everything.
He is. How's right back at you with yours. Hopefully your wife is well, or you know, your family is well.
Yes, yes. But real quick, so I read something the other day on you're speaking of internet trolls. I read something the other day on CMAX show that a caller called and said, and I know it's very early in the season, but some caller called and said, I think it was a Yankee fan, and said, Spencer Jones, for the best closer in baseball, in my opinion, Edwin Diaz. And CMAC, I respect your opinion. So CMAC actually said, yeah, that's a fair trade for both teams. Where, in my opinion, I think that's a troll trade request. Because how can you trade the best closer in baseball for the 80th ranked prospect in baseball? It just doesn't make any sense. And I know you know baseball very well. So I just wanted your opinion on that, Keith.
Yeah. Thanks for the call and the compliments again. Edwin Diaz for Spencer Jones. Well, one, it's never going to happen. And two, Spencer Jones, for as big and strong and as great as he is, hitting the ball 470 feet, like prospects or suspects. I don't think he's a suspect. I think he's going to be a great Yankee. But like, until you do it at this level, I can't validate you. I can't stamp you. And to a one-to-one trade of Edwin Diaz is arguably the best closer in the game. I'm watching these Mets games and I'm like, man, this guy can't get a save situation. He hasn't gotten the opportunity to come in with a lead and hold it down, end the game. We're going to extras. He's got to hold it. I don't know. Sugar Diaz for Spencer Jones. Let's see what Spencer Jones does this year, because Spencer Jones was striking out a lot last year and he himself was frustrated with striking out a lot and changed his approach. And now he's with the Somerset Patriots. It's not like he's tearing it up on the major league level. It's not even like he's Jackson Holliday. Edwin Diaz is a $100 million closer. Edwin Diaz is arguably the best closer in the league. I think he's better than Josh Hader. So if the trade deadline came and David Stearns got on the phone with Brian Cashman and Brian Cashman said, hey, I gave you Spencer Jones for Edwin Diaz, David Stearns would hang up the phone on him. It's not a realistic thing, in my opinion. Avery's in St. Louis out at school. Avery, are you coming back home for the game or not?
No, but start spreading the news.
Bam, bam, ba-na-na.
Come on, Keith, sing with me. I'm leaving today, but I'm not.
I want to be a part of it.
I'll be a part of it soon enough.
Yeah, one day you'll get out of Missouri, right?
I'll be out one more month. But I can't wait. I'm going to be watching on TV. And I want to know, Keith, from you, as a bleacher creature, what is it going to be for Juan Soto and Verdugo? Is it going to be Juan Soto, or is it going to be Soto? Soto. You know, what's it going
to
be?
I meant to go check the chat. Any of the creatures hearing this right now, text me if that has been, I'm sure it's been discussed. But I think it should be.
I heard you.
I think it should be Juan Soto, because you can get that off, right? Like, if you can do the full name, do the full name. But Verdugo is probably going to be Verdugo. Juan Soto. Yeah. Clap, 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 clap. Verdugo. Verdugo. I don't think that they're just going to do Soto. It's Juan Soto. If you can do his full name, get it done.
I want to hear Milton on the cowbell as loud as he can over the S Network on TV. I want to hear everybody going crazy and feel the energy all the way here in Missouri, Keith.
I mean,
what a season we've had, the start to the season. This team, they weren't scoring in extra innings at all last year, and now look, they're homering in extra innings. Oh my gosh, it's so different.
Yeah, they lose those games in extra innings last year. And
like, yeah,
they lose those games where they've come back and one, it is different. And I don't care who wants to try and downplay it because it's early. Yeah, whatever. It is early. Like, the season, like, we can't fast forward the season, but so far, so good coming off of last year.
The key to the game is stay healthy, and that's hard. 100 and, what is it? We played 7, so 155 games
there
to go.
There it is. You're in school. You can do some quick math.
55 games to go. All right, so let's see what happens, and I can't wait for tomorrow. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Avery. Milton, the cowbell man, you already know. You'll hear it in the bleachers, and then you'll hear us just like, oh! And I mean, we're doing all this talking about barking. Boo, 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 boo. When you hear that cowbell and you hear us hit the O and the I believe that we will win, and then we start to break it down as who, 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 who. Just remember I told you. And I mean, you know if you go to the stadium. But if you don't get the chance to go to the stadium and you hear that on TV, it's up tomorrow. It's all the way up tomorrow. 877-337-6666. Let's sneak in another call. Dave is in Cranford, New Jersey, back on the Fan.
Yo, my man, Keith. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. Bringing it home. Got about an hour and some change to go. Talking to people live on the TikTok, taking calls, looking for things to bring in to the atmosphere.
So I'll just tell you the honest truth, Keith. So I talked to you last night, man. We talked a lot about Yankees, and you know, I've been a regular caller to your shows. At least I try to be here and there. But the main reason I called and wanted to get through before you get off, it was this. When that guy that texted today said, hey, man, I got no one to go to the game with. I'm just, you know, heading out there. Like, and to see your response to him, like, it just told me everything about Keith McPherson. I don't know you. I mean, you're an amazing dude. Like, I am way behind you all the way to your success, because it's going to be big. It already is big, but it's going to be even bigger. But at the end of the day, like, you're a person, and like you reach out to that guy and you say to him, hey, man, I'm going to be there. Tell me where you are. I'll come find you. And by the way, there's like, I don't know what you said, something like there's like 45,000 other Yankee fans there. You ain't going to be by yourself. Like, come on, bro. Like it just said everything, man, like about
it's
you
just being
as
real.
A person.
It's just being real. I've been to Yankee Stadium hundreds of times before I did any radio, before I did any TV. I used to have my social media locked because I didn't want my bosses to see anything that I would tweet or put out there. But, like, I was alone. I was at the stadium making friends. That's how I became a Bleacher Creature. I just was drunk in the bleachers enough time and started seeing the same people, and they're like, hey, come with us. Bro. Like, so that's why when somebody tweets like that, shout out to Ethan on Twitter who said, yo, Keith, love the show. Can't get any of my friends to come to opening day with me. Suggestions? Gonna go by myself. I have to. Like, that was me. That was literally me. Maybe, I don't know, 9 years ago, 8 years ago. Like, I have this ticket, and I can't get anyone to go with me. But I know if I go up there and see one or two people that I can say, hey, what's up? Like, we have one main thing in common. We're Yankee fans. We're good.
Yeah, I mean, Keith, I get all that, and that's cool. It's just that you've reached a level of success, which is awesome, and you're going to continue to grow because you deserve it, and you've worked hard for it, and your family deserves it. But at the end of the day, you still remember where you came from, and that's an amazing thing. Let me just switch over to the Yankees really fast. And that is, man, I am so pumped for tomorrow. I wish I could go. I can't. I normally do, but I can't. But anyway, I am going to be locked in, and I, you know, dude, this team has been on the road, right? They've been on the road, bro. Like, they've been battling together, and I don't think it's actually terrible to get this start out on the road. But, you know, at the end of the day, they've been on the road. They're going to come. The energy they're going to get, you know, and we've always said this. Right now, which has been fine, we have a team that is like, been a balanced team. They've bounced off of each other. They've had days where, like, you know, I mean, yesterday, no hits from Soto, no hits from Volpe. And you know what they do? They go out and they win the game.
It's a team.
And they win the game.
It's a team. Pick these guys up, man. Volpe makes a throwing error, pick him up. Soto doesn't have it, it does not matter. Somebody else come through. Judge, all rise, here comes the Judge. I mean, it's great to see a team and not just one guy having to carry the team and not just a whole lineup of guys failing. It could be anybody. And, yeah, you said it right. Like, these guys get to sleep in their own beds. Right now, a lot of the Yankees are probably home, comfortable, either sleeping or bringing it down, because they're going to get up in the morning and drive to the stadium, and it is on. And they will feed off our energy. It has been a long week out in Texas, in Arizona. They're back to New York. And I can't wait to see it with my own eyes, and I can't wait to see everybody out there.
Yeah, we're going to be rooting for you, man. I love you, bro, man. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I got you. Thanks for the call, Dave. 877-337-6666. We're not done. I got a break here. We'll come back. We'll say a couple more things. I'll introduce a couple more things before the last hour. Traditionally, the last hour of a five-hour KM to AM is open mic, so we don't have to just talk about opening day or the Knicks game or the one game that the Mets won today. You can talk about anything. And my Casamigos Big Shot of the Night comes out at 11 as well. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take this break, play some other sounds, and we'll be right back. Mic check, 1, 2, we're right back at it on the Fan. Talking to people on TikTok, somebody said Nas is the GOAT. I'm like, all right, I got to give a nod to Nas. I don't think he's GOAT, but maybe he's in your top 5 or 10. Jay-Z, Eminem, Notorious B.I.G., Tupac. Someone did call and say KRS-One. I'm still going to say it's Wayne. And some people put Drake in that category. Right now, it's Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. J. Cole. J. Cole is another one of my favorite rappers. Anyway, we're talking about the Yankees. We're talking about opening day. And I was just in the chat talking to folks about, like, don't bring that internet mentality into the streets, into the Bronx. And it's a good message to send, right? My guy, Desus Nice. You guys know Desus, formerly of Desus and Miro. Shout out to Miro, too. Miro, I actually got to hit Miro and see if he's gone. I know Desus stays out in L.A. now. Miro is still in Jersey, in the Northeast, and definitely in the Bronx. He might be at opening day. But Desus used to send out a tweet every Friday and say, avoid the bookings, beloved. And what he meant was, avoid getting booked, getting arrested in New York on a Friday. You're going to spend the weekend in jail. And if you go to Yankee Stadium getting all drunk tomorrow, thinking that you're tough, thinking that you're going to touch somebody, thinking you're going to do something out there and get away with it, you're mistaken. You're going to make a huge mistake. They're going to put you in cuffs, put you in a car, and you're going to spend time in jail over the weekend, and you're going to run into some characters in the Bronx that you don't want to run into. Like, just stop. Just don't do it. It is all peace and love. It is all happiness and kindness in Yankee land. The Yankees are back. The Yankees are 6-1. Everybody hug each other, buy each other drinks, say Happy New Year, and keep the peace. But, you know, there's always someone that can't hold their liquor. There's always someone that thinks that they are, you know, an MMA fighter. There's always someone, even in my chat, someone was like, you're not hard, bro. You're not hard. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be hard. Pause. Like, I'm sending a message out. Like, I'm on the radio. I'm on the Yes Network. I'm on MLB Network. Like, I'm someone that, like, was out there when I was nobody, seeing how it went down. I'm sending a message out. Like, the fighting and the tough guy stuff that you guys do online, just leave it there. Don't bring it outside. It's not good for anybody. Violence and tough guy, like, wanting to fight or prove your bravado, like, just leave it where it is. Just keep typing. Keep typing in my chat. Keep typing on Twitter. Even the guy was like, yeah, I'll come to Yankee Stadium and rough you up. That's great. That's great. Like, just keep hitting send and leave it at that. 877-337-6666. I want everybody to have a good time and everybody to go home safely tomorrow. That's another thing. You know, if you saw that Spike Lee video that the Yankees put out there, Spike Lee sitting there, he's like, some people don't know that they're coming to the Bronx Zoo. Shout out to my guy Jake from the Bronx Zoo who pulled up to T-Mobile for the event today. It is an absolute zoo out there. And that's what happens in New York City when you get a bunch of crazy Yankee fans back in their stadium. And it's a 105 start, but people are definitely going to be sauced up and lathered up. And you should be. You should be. But drink responsibly. And take the train. Call an Uber. And make sure you're good. All right. Last hour of my show coming up is wide open. Whatever you want to talk about. We have Yankee fans on the line, Mets fans on the line. But it's open mic time. If you have a sports question, a life question, a radio question, a New York question, a question you want to ask me, call up 877-337-6666. And my Casamigos Big Shot of the Night when we return. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM, your nighttime host, you know, blah, 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 blah. Let's play some ads or whatnot, and we'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.